はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. End of the year special number 4. As always brought to you by Air Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. 夏子さん and Yoshi さん joining us. Well, we're in the studio with 夏子さん and Yoshi さん。
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
Now, today we're talking about a topic, actually, Natsuko-san, we didn't cover last year.
Yeah, right.
So, Yoshi-san, can you give us that topic?
大掃除。
And how can we translate this? Big cleaning day?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, and on this day, I think it's pretty straightforward what you're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of cleaning. Okay, so first things first, can we get that day one more time? The name of that day one more time?
大掃除。
Break it down.
大掃除。お、そ、う、じ、大掃除。
Okay, Natsuko-san, Yoshi-san, help me out here. As, when I was single, I didn't practice this day. And...
you didn't?
I didn't. I've heard about it. It sounded very interesting.
But you haven't tried.
Yeah, I haven't tried. So can you tell me what is this day all about?
Fairly simple. You just clean up everywhere.
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 So Yoshi-san, what's the word for cleaning in Japanese?
掃除.
Now what comes in front of this?
お.
Big cleaning.
Yes.
So Natsuko-san, it's got to be a little different than your everyday cleaning.
Yes.
How's it different?
Big.
Yoshi-san, help me out here. What makes it big?
So it's like, you know, you're supposed to like clean everything, all the mess from this year. And just, you know, get things organized and get ready for next year.
So to greet a new year in a very clean room.
To get ready to make it dirty for next year.
Well, it depends on your lifestyle.
What are you trying to say there, Natsuko-san? Well, you're right, whatever you're trying to say. Okay, so let's straighten out a few points. When do you do this?
Usually around 28th or 29th.
Today?
Yes.
Hint, hint, everybody out there. Hint, hint. Yeah, towards the end of the year. But the kind of the deadline is before the new year.
Yes.
Now, Natsuko-san, have you done yours already?
Uh-oh.
Relax, I'm with you. This weekend, that's what the weekend's for. It's just, it's still Thursday. Friday, and then, yeah, the 30th looks nice.
Yeah, maybe.
Yoshi-san, how about you?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Now, I think, in my personal opinion, now, like, as I said, I didn't practice at home, but at Air Clarence, they've had Osoji a few years in a row.
Every year.
Hmm.
We do it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think the difference between Osoji and regular Soji is, with regular Soji, a vacuum is used and papers are straightened up. But Osoji, everything goes into the garbage bag. Everything gets thrown away.
Well, nearly everything.
Yeah. So is a throwaway day kind of a better definition?
Well, usually becomes a throwaway day.
Yeah. I think more than actually straightening up and making things tidy, it's kind of like what's going to go and what's going to stay.
Right.
Don't forget to recycle.
Sure.
Excellent point. Because throwing away garbage in Japan, especially big things like TVs, can be quite a troublesome process.
Yes.
You have to call to City Hall for some things, get special stickers, buy them, and then if things have that sticker on it, then they'll be taken away. So yeah, this day is quite a process. Now, Natsuko-san, how long is an average Osoji day for you, the big cleaning day?
In my room?
Yeah.
I live in a very small room, so it won't take so much time, like 3 hours.
Really? Do you also help your family, your parents?
Nope.
You were very quick with that answer.
Because my parents' house is always clean. They don't need to clean up at year end.
So if you do a little bit, the whole year at the end of the year, it's not so big.
Right.
Yoshi-san, how about you? I like that laugh to start the answer.
It never ends to clean up. You know, I don't have a room right now.
What's going on?
What happened? Where did you sleep?
Where do you sleep?
Because I'm staying at my sister's and I sleep in the living room.
I see.
But right now I'm supposed to be in Nagasaki and I'm supposed to help my mom. So so I'll be helping to clean this mess house.
It's going to be a battle?
Never ends.
What's like the room of rooms? In the U.S., we have the garage and the basement. You know, definition of cleaning is moving items to there. It's like, all right, the house is clean. Everything's in the basement now. Everything's in the garage. And you just never, ever, ever go in there. What's like the room of rooms in Japan?
So it's like living in that garage.
So, got it. Natsuko-san, how about your room? Is there like one corner or one place that you just never go? The desk. Everything's piled on the desk.
Yeah, there's a shelf in my office that I don't want to touch.
Now, do we have a name for this in Japanese?
I don't think so.
Yoshi-san, you want to make a name for it in Japanese?
No.
Better not.
Okay, so this is one custom. And many people throughout the country honor this custom. Now, what's another custom that happened that takes place towards the end of the year? Not the end of the year, not the 31st, the countdown, or the new year. We're going to cover that in a different lesson. But what's another event that almost everybody in Japan takes part in towards the end of the year?
We do Bonenkai.
I like that one.
Yes, everybody likes that one. Now, we mentioned this in a previous podcast. What's most interesting about this is the characters, the Chinese characters.
Mm-hmm.
So Natsuko-san, can you give us a word one more time?
Bonenkai.
Okay, break it down.
Bo-u-ne-n-ka-i. Bonenkai.
Now, what does the first character in this word mean?
Forget.
The second character?
Year.
And the last character?
Party.
So, forget year party. A party to forget the year. What are we to make of this?
Forget all the bad things that happened in the year. Forget all the troubles.
That's pretty pessimistic.
But we're going to forget.
But we should have the other one to remember all the good things that happened in the year.
Yeah, you naturally remember that without a party. So in order to forget all the troubles, we need party. We need alcohol.
Right.
Got it?
Got it. Yes, ma'am. I got it. All right. When is our Bonenkai?
Oh, our company has it on 28th. Hey, that's today.
Yeah.
We got to get ready.
Let's go. We know where to shop. We have lots of bottles from Dr. Lalo.
Really?
Good tequila.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, have fun in Nagasaki. How is it down there, Yoshi-san?
I have a Bonenkai by myself.
That's what we sent Marvin down there for. We dispatched Marvin.
For Bonenkai?
For the Bonenkai. Okay, so what happens at the Bonenkai?
Everybody gets drunk. And forget.
Natsuko is already in Bonenkai mode.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, although it sounds very crude, and we could probably build it up like co-workers, friends, family. Not so much family.
Not so much family.
Yeah. Friends and co-workers gather.
Yeah.
At restaurants or usually izakayas, places. They gather, they eat together, they drink together.
Mm-hmm.
To forget the previous year. Doesn't that sound much better, Natsuko-san?
Yes. I think, you know, in reality, it's used almost like an excuse to get together.
Yeah.
Because we don't have many occasions. So usually, we hold several Bonenkais. towards, you know, the end of the year. And sometimes we get together with people who we usually don't have the occasion to meet.
I think that's the best point so far, that there's many of them.
Yeah.
You have one for your friends, mm-hmm. one for your company, yeah. one for the school. If you're in school, yeah. like mm-hmm. just party season.
Yes.
So December is the month to get together mm-hmm. with people, like you said, who haven't met in a long time. So yeah, these Bonenkais are quite fun too. End of the year gets very interesting. The streets of Tokyo are very friendly at about 11:30 p.m.
Yes, and the karaoke store will be very crowded.
Ah, yes. Right after the Bonenkai, it is straight to karaoke. Mm-hmm. Into your box.
So, you know, I'm actually having a Bonenkai with my friends.
In Nagasaki?
In Nagasaki, I just remembered, yeah.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
With my old boys and old girls.
So, friends when you went to school?
Friends who I grew up with.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. So what kind of parties are you having out there? We'd love to know. And everybody, if you can make it from wherever you're in the world to our home office in the next few hours from the time we release this until the end of the party, you're more than welcome to join us.
Sure. Definitely.
All right. Bonenkai. Osoji. Mm-hmm. With a hangover. Two of Japan's finest customs. All right, so that's going to do it for this end of the year special. We'll be back with another one tomorrow and then kind of close the year out. Because actually, yeah, today is the last day that I'll be in Tokyo because I'm heading out on my trip too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Natsuko.
What? What?
It's up to you. You'll be publishing. You'll be editing.
No way.
Wow, that's a better answer than I hoped for. No way means there's a chance you'll do it. Great news.
No.
All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた明日ね。
またね。